Hi, I'm Celine. I'm 37 years old, and I am the lymphoma survivor, now 4 years in remission. I was first diagnosed with my lymphoma in February 2015 when I was 32 years old. At the time, I was planning to have a new start in Singapore. Having just moved back from Beijing, the news hit me really hard, and I have to put all my life plan on hold. The symptoms I have included 2 painless swollen lymph nodes in my neck, swollen face, persistent fatigue, shortness of breath, chest pain, itching, and rashes all over my body. Those symptoms lasted for about 6 months, and my mom urged me to go to my family doctor in Malaysia for a checkout. My family doctor ordered an X-ray and found there was a big white shadow on my chest. White shadow on X-ray usually represents solid tissues, and it wasn't a good sign. Without hesitation, he ordered another CT scan to further investigate on my case. The results came back and confirmed there was a 10 cm solid tumor sitting in my mediastinum. But further tests and investigation were still needed to confirm the exact diagnosis. After discussing with my family, I decided to fly to Singapore the next day for my treatment. After more tests in NUH, I was officially diagnosed with stage 2, primary mediastinal large B-cell lymphoma. My primary doctor told me I needed to go through 6 cycles of RE chemotherapy, a regimen that would last 4.5 months. If my first line of treatment did not kill my cancer, I would need to undergo another round of chemotherapy or radiation therapy. My doctor told me that the survival rate for my type of cancer was around 80%, but they also told me that everyone reacts to chemotherapy differently, and no one can confirm that I will be cured after the 6th cycle of chemotherapy. This news was devastating because I had to put all my life on hold for at least 6 months, and all the uncertainty was killing me. I was so used to living a life where I thought I have full control in all things. When I was sick, there was no lymphoma support group in Singapore. I feel very lonely and isolated most of the time because none of my family members and friends could relate and understand what I was going through. I also couldn't find any patients and survivors in Singapore who went through the same type of cancer journey as me. My self-esteem was really low at the time because I feel that I was abnormal. I couldn't do things that I used to do. I couldn't hang out with friends. I couldn't go to work and couldn't even go out without my mask on. I'm from family where I don't really share my feelings and thoughts with each other. Therefore, it was extremely hard for me to show my vulnerability to others. It was hard to tell other people that I'm not okay, and hard to reach out to people and tell them that I need help. I cry a lot and I feel very anxious most of the time. Most of all, the uncertainty surrounding the cancer treatments were really killing me. Fortunately, I found this non-Hodgkin lymphoma primary mediastinal large B-cell lymphoma support group on Facebook and also the NPC support group in Singapore. Those support groups were a safe place for me to talk openly and honestly about my vulnerability, my feeling, and my challenges. I started to post my question and talk to lymphoma patients and survivors on the Facebook group. We share our challenges, coping skills, and sense of adjustment, and it helped me to develop a clearer understanding of what to expect from my cancer journey. Besides that, I also started to join support group activities. I met survivors who were in remission for more than 20 years. That gave me a lot of hope, and it made me believe that I could still go back to a normal life after my cancer treatment, and that maybe my life after cancer would be even better than before. Although their cancer type and treatments were different from mine, the emotion and most of the side effects of the chemotherapy were the same. I could feel the same belonging and connection with them. By hearing their stories, they helped me gain a sense of empowerment and control over my cancer treatment. In July 2015, NUH established a National Lymphoma Support Group, and I started to get involved in the activity in April 2016. I was a speaker at one of the lymphoma talks and also a facilitator for one of the lymphoma sharing sessions. I met a lot of other lymphoma patients, survivors and caregivers through the activity organized. We share our story and support each other within the group. We have regular talks that are organized twice a year, as well as ad hoc gatherings including picnic at the Botanic Gardens and even a durian session in Holland Village that we organize ourselves from time to time. Currently, we have 62 participants in our WhatsApp group and 44 members on our Facebook page. As I really benefited a lot from the support group when I was sick, I hope that the Lymphoma Support Group will be able to support and help more patients, survivors, and caregivers who are now going through the same cancer journey as I did. The cancer journey is tough, but you are not alone.